refrigerators? Where did you
see? Well, before they had any refrigerators, the people had what they call safes. And it was milk and things you can put in that safe. And the safe, some of them had a bottom department, a top part called the bottom part, called it the would be something like a closet to the safe. The other upper part where you put your dishes, it was screen, but this other part was wood.
Well, do you know anything
and
about
put
a
the
place?
Milk in there.
Do you know anything about a place near a stream where people used to set their pitchers and things to keep the whatever they had their milk in, they might set it in the stream to keep it cool.
Well,
do you know anything about that kind of thing?
Some people had those kind of things. Didn't make some kind of shelf or put some shelves out on the porch, probably where the sun, the milk wouldn't get sour so quick.
But no kind of water, like in the creek or stream or anything.
Well,
no. You never
remember. No, and they wouldn't put it out in the stream. They would have some place. Some people inside the house, they would set it up on this fire mantle. Claim that'd be cool in there, the living room where the fire mantle big enough. And but most of the people just had safes in the kitchen apartment there. And they would need strangers milk away and they set up on shelves in that safe.
What do you call those your milk and your butter and your cheese and all this kind of thing? What's this called? Your what?
They call it your milk fats if it's butter or milk products, something like that. It's the product from your milk. Your cheese, your butter is the fats from that milk, out of your milk.
Now, what other meanings does the word dairy have?
Well, dairy is the place where you have a sanitary. Now, as far as a dairy, I have never practiced around no dairy, but because we are still on small farm, but they got real dairies. I've been at the Southern University in Scotland where they got real dairy. And they got that thing arranged there, and every cow got her stall, and they put her feed in there, and the shit, the yolk got some yolk type, some point where she came back out from there. And they hang a bucket on that cow, milk by the electric, and while they milking the cow, cow is eating all at the same time. Well, when they finish this process, they weigh the milk, and I mean real dairy now. You see, when you get in dairy business, you ain't got away from me and Bertha's time. Us practice the farming. We just had a cow turn the past the milk and turn them back, but dairy, you know, that's a bigger business.
Well, where did you store your potatoes and your turnips in the winter?
If you got storm, people usually would just pile those potatoes up on the ground and get some cornstalk or grass or something and put over them and put date on them, put them in a pump. Other than that, people could dig a hole in the ground and make a roof over it and put the potato down in, call it a potato cellar. And some people would just have a shed to his barn or something like that that had kind of fixed kind of good and put a lot of hay around the potatoes and just pour them out in there. People had different types of ways to take care of those few eating yams. Of course, now if you'd go further on, it'd be a question, had to ask somebody bigger business, like people buying potatoes, storing them, marketing them, you understand?
Now, do you call a place around the barn where you let the cows, mules, and other animals just walk around? What do you call?
You call that the barn lot. Every barn got to have a lot where you can let you pin your cattle there. Mark them and brain them and whatever you're going to do to them, then you let them out of the lot back in the pasture.
Place where you let them out to graze? You call that?
Call that pasture or a ranch. If it's large enough, it's a ranch. If it's not, it's a pasture.
It's a pasture.
Yes, the pasture had to be fenced.
Now, when you plant cotton, what is the process you go through? What all you have to do with your cotton?
Well, so for that cotton part, you've got the first thing, you prepare that soil.